The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Welcome back. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I am your guest host this evening, Chris Switzer, the Freedom Ministry. We have a couple of callers holding. I'm going to get right to you. And if you'd like to call in yourself, please do. Just be intelligent and respectful, and you will have your time on the air. Call 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And we will jump to the next caller. We have Dan holding patiently in Washington. Thanks, Dan. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing real well. A little tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, it feels like a Friday, but what is it? Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. I always bring out the point about Bob Dylan or Zimmerman that, you know, I think because of Jewish privilege, he got his Nobel Peace Prize, and I think that's the only reason. And I always contrast, there's another folk singer called Gordon Lightfoot, and he's got a really good, he's got a good song, it's Canadian Railroad Trilogy, and it's a really, like, patriotic song, you know, and so I always contrast Gordon Lightfoot's patriotism or, you know, pride in his own race and stuff like that about settling North America and creating this country. And then you contrast that with Bob, you know, Zimmerman or Dylan, you know, everybody must get stoned. So it's kind of so it's an interesting contrast. But I think you were talking about Brothers War. I think he was probably maybe part of COINTELPRO to basically make peace activists look stupid, or make you know, people that were protesting war, make get them all stoned and take acid and stuff like that. And,
absolutely.
So I don't. Other than that, I don't know why he would get a peace prize. Other than, I mean, the Nobel Peace Prize goes to a lot of stupid things too. It's not like it's not that noble anymore. But
yeah. Anyway. Absolutely. He signed his soul to the devil. Sold it, rather.
Yeah, that's a weird statement, too, you know? So, yeah, it's interesting there. yeah, he could have, you know? And maybe he knew. I think they use a lot of people like that, you know, for their political purposes, but he probably knew what he was doing, maybe. So, anyway. Okay. All right, well, thanks for taking the call.
Oh, of course. Sorry. Thanks for calling in, Dan. And as for Gordon Lightfoot, one of the few musicians that I actually enjoyed, and he passed. He died earlier this year on May 2nd. It looks like May 1st or 2nd of this year. Gordon Lightfoot. Nothing like Bob Zimmerman. who sold his soul to the devil. And when asked why he was still going, you know, he's like all like leather wrinkled guy, you know, and he's got all his money and, you know, he's hit mega famedom. And he said, I can't stop. I have a contract with the devil. Well, that's, you know, that's pretty serious. And others have said the same thing. It's not just him. He's not like a one-off. There are many, many entertainers who will tell you the same thing. We have Andy Holding in Texas. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm kind of going to mimic Alan a little bit here. I'm not going completely the way Alan, you know, spoke about it, but let's go this way. If you are a human being and you are in search of the reason that you're a human being, and you want some answers in your life and whatnot, all you have to do is connect with the higher power. You don't need religion to do that. You don't need a preacher to mm-hmm. preach over you. You don't need a sacrament. You don't need the blood. What you do when you wake up every morning is you're connected to this higher power. It's like there's these invisible wires coming from, because you know exactly who you should be and who you want to be and whatnot. And if you're in the right state of mind, which is that's the big thing they're doing right now, is destroying the right state of mind. They don't want us to think about love. You know, Kanye West said something very good one time. I might have brought it up on your show before, but he said, why don't we just try love? We've been trying hate all these years. Why don't we just try love? And I think that's the key to the world here, is that if more people could figure out what love really is, because I think they've discredited love in itself. I mean, it's just a four-letter word now. It's just L-O-V-E. You know, I mean, people get married and they get divorced. Well, did they love each other? No, not technically, because if you love somebody, you'll never let that person go. They're never going to be from your side. What we need to do is find some more love in this planet. And if you're connected to your higher power, you don't need to pray to him, because he already knows your heart. We got to think, you know, look at the advancements we've had in this world and how connected that our CIA is to you on your cell phone, okay? Well, we're connected to God even in a more intricate manner. We're here for a reason, correct?
I would like to think so. That's what I believe.
Well, yeah. I'm just having a fun time trying to figure out what life is all about, and I spend a lot of time talking sure. about it to a lot of people and whatnot. And I think we figured out what it is. Life is about loving one another. And I think the whole entire conflict on this planet is love and hate. And what was the creation for? Was to see if love would overpower hate. And it seems at this particular point, hate is in control. But I still think there's a bunch of love out there. I still think we all love each other in many different respects, but we've been divided because of the TV, the internet, and all this stuff. We've been divided, but truth be told, we do love each other. We all care about each other in so many manners. What do you say?
Well, I do believe that, yes, it's one of the biggest two commandments is to love thy God and love thy brother, you know? So absolutely, I believe the same thing. But I disagree with you about prayer, but hey, that's fine. You know, we can agree to disagree there.
But see, check this out. This is the beauty about prayer. I don't need to be in connection the way you aren't connected with God. Whether we're probably talking about the same God. And it really doesn't matter, because the God that we're talking about is good in general anyway, the Creator. You know, the Creator is a good person, and we know that love is what he portrayed to us. And that's what we're supposed to. So it doesn't matter if you're in a religion and find that love, or it doesn't matter if I'm not in a religion and find that love. The fact that we found love and that we care about people around us, the people that are around us, we care about them, even strangers, poor people who don't have food, you hand them a hamburger or you hand them, you know, some cash or whatever. Depends. It doesn't matter what they do with all that stuff. The thing is that you are feeling it in your heart that you need to help somebody else. And or when you're feeling down and stuff, somebody else helps you. And it could be, it doesn't have to be food, it doesn't have to be, it could be just advice, it could just be a good conversation, it could just be everything. So we're not looking at this world in a positive manner anymore. Everything is so damn negative. And it just blows me away because I'm such a positive person, but I'm being destroyed here.
Yeah, it's designed by the death culture. They don't want you to have God. That's what these shots are all about. They want to disconnect you so you don't have that direct connection to your creator. That's how I feel. And yeah, they want you connected to the beast system, for the cell phones, for everything.
Could you imagine? Just think about it. Okay, so when I was born, they already had vaccines. When I was born, they already had all this different stuff they were doing to people and stuff. Can you actually imagine back in the day when they hadn't done anything to you and what your capability was? How do we know in the 1800s or something that people weren't mentally telepathy, talking to people just from brains? How do we know that this stuff... These people have been doing nothing but disrupting the entire human body here. They're trying to destroy humans. And now they're going after carbon, and they're going after all this stuff that's just going to kill us all and stuff. And yet so many people wake up every morning, and they don't even care that they're alive. The fact is that they are alive, and they're going to go through their normal routine every day when they get up. They're just going to get up and do their normal routine, and they don't even give a consideration to the fact that there's a creator. They don't give a consideration to the fact that perhaps Jesus was a real person. They don't give a flying flip about any of this stuff because... We'll just accept the fact that I'm alive, and I'm going to get up today, and I'm going to go do what I'm supposed to do, and I'll be at the soccer game tomorrow, and that'll be cool, and I got a meeting on Monday. And that's all these people care about. And there's so many of these people, and their lives are our biggest problem.
It is. It's worthless. If you're not loving your God, your creator, and doing what he intended for you, everything else is going to fall apart. You're going to be a mess. Everything you put before him, and I speak from my own experience, everything I put in front of him, before loving my family like I would love myself, it goes away. It's going to be a total disaster while you have it. It's just incredible. It's incredible to me. When you just let go and let God, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing. I have truly been blessed. I got out of where I was, in the Appalachians now, with animals, with fellowship. It's just amazing. God is real. I tell you this from my own testimony. And no, it's not religion. It's not religion. I agree with you 110%.
It's emotion. Yeah. It's emotion. And you know what? I got to tell you this, okay? And a lot of people are kind of mocking me for this, but I saw this movie called Risen. And it starts off right where Jesus is crucified. And this guy, Tiberius or whatever, he orders this, the Messiah to be killed. And he throws him into that little chamber, and they roll this little ball of stuff across the thing. And he was rumored that it was going to rise 3 days later. And so 3 days later, they broke the strings. The rock that was covering it was just thrown 20 feet away. I mean, it's huge and stuff. And then the whole story is about this guy who crucified Jesus. And I'm not saying this is true or not, but it's a beautiful story. It's a heartwarming story for me, and I just wish that it was really true. But this guy goes in search of finding this guy who rose from the dead. And he finally finds him. And he sees this guy, a guy that he had a sword stabbed into his abdomen after already being crucified. And he sees this guy sitting there with his disciples, Matthew, Paul, Luke, all these guys are sitting around him, and they're all just happy as a pig in poop to be around this guy. And then immediately he disappears. And so this guy starts to believe.
Yeah.
And it's just a wonderful story. He chases these people down, and then we get Yeshua everywhere in this place. And it was just a wonderful story. And I really want to believe that. It's just, that's like the first superhuman. That's like the first superhero of movies right there, is Jesus Christ. He's the first superhuman. And we all want to believe in superhumans, right? And I want to give him credence for that. I certainly want to give him credence for that if it's a true story. But again, I don't need that because I know somebody created me. I know I am of the Creator, and I am here for a reason. And each day, I'm connected to him without even talking to him. He already knows what's in my heart. And therein lies our little difference. You think prayer is necessary. I think he already knows who you are. You don't need to talk to him any more than what you would do. Just talk to him in your head. Hey, gosh. Hey, thank God for that. You know, things like that. He knows who you are. If we have all this technology where the CIA can... Yeah, the CIA can watch you 24/7. Don't you think God has that technology? Whoever created us, he can watch us. He knows what our hearts are. He knows who we are.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying.
Sure. All right.
Yeah, of course.
All right,
we agree. Of course. Absolutely. Always a pleasure to have you call in, Andy. And don't be a stranger on my show on the weekend.
Gotcha, my friend.
Yeah, my point is this. Yes, he doesn't need you to praise him. But what does he do? He commands it. He wants your obedience. He tells you to be obedient children. He's our Father. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be obedient. I want the promises. I fear God. And I know that can be, you know, stir people up. But and they think of the Old Testament, you know, this... terrible God, he's wicked. No. But there is wicked in the world.
He's wicked to the wicked.
Sure. There you go. I like that. There you go.
All right. You have a good night, Chief. Appreciate you, bro.
You too, brother. And it's, we could go on and on about it. I'm going to jump to the next caller, Jerry, holding patiently, Chicago.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. I almost forgot what I was going to talk about, and I was going to hang up. But, hey, you know, you're talking about Bob Dylan. Okay, Maury Safer did that interview on 60 Minutes, and I was shocked to hear that. Because let's face it, I have some Bob Dylan CDs, and I think they're pretty good. I liked him with the Traveling Wilburys. They cut one or two CDs, I forget. With Roy Orbison and George Harrison and Tom Petty. I forgot who else was in the band. Jeff Lynne. And Jeff Lynne is an extraordinary entertainer. Great writer. Yeah, I don't know if you know that, but he wrote quite a few songs for other people to perform that put them on the highlight. Over 130, if I'm not mistaken. But what I wanted to get to was... do you remember the Super Bowl halftime show where Madonna came out in a Baphomet outfit?
I can't think of it particularly, but I've seen her do some awful, awful things.
Okay. Well, I mean, tell me she didn't sell her soul to the devil, too, just like Bob Dylan. And the Rolling Stones, I want to say that they sold their soul to the devil. It's a possibility. Eric Clapton, Elton John. I mean, Elton John can fornicate with other men, which I got to be honest with you. Do what you want in your own privacy and everything else like that, but don't flaunt it, okay? I mean, if you're a homosexual, you're a homosexual. You're a freak of nature. Let's put it that way. They're trying to explain to us that if you're a transvestite or if you're a homosexual or if you are anything but a heterosexual church-going Christian patriot, constitutionalist, they want to get rid of you. You're the bad guy, and that's a bunch of crap. I hear the brakes coming. Can you hold me over?
Yep. Well, hang on. We'll be right back.
To get excited. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. We are back. I am your guest host this evening on the National Intel Report, and we have a caller who I held over from the break. Please continue.
Well, I guess you could easily pick it up on YouTube if you just punched in Madonna Halftime Super Bowl Show. And you could watch the, I think it's extended, I think it's close to 20 minutes, 25, 30 maybe. But she comes out at the entrance of the halftime show, walking down a set of steps, wearing a Baphomet outfit with the horns, everything.
Yep.
And then she strips down a little bit during the show and everything else like that. And when I was watching, I was over at my mom's house. We ordered a pizza like we did every Super Bowl. And she was talking about how good her voice was and everything else like that. I says, Ma, she comes, she says she's dressed as the devil. Okay. What more do you need to know? I said, that's Baphomet. Okay. Yeah. I said, this is what the Catholic Church don't teach you. That's why I jumped out of the Catholic religion years ago. Mm-hmm. Now, I also looked in the Bible, and I can't remember what book, what verse, what writer. But it said a man shall not lay with a man, and a woman shall not lay with a woman. Yep. And neither shall lie with an animal.
Oh, yeah. I have
okay,
the verses.
So, yeah, I mean, we're these people think it's okay. And I'm sorry to say, I'm one that firmly believes it's not okay. Should we eradicate these people off the planet? Absolutely not. Hey, I got an idea, though. Take all your lesbian women, put them on an island, and put all your gay men on an island, and wait 100 years, and you know what?
Gone.
Evolution will take care of itself.
Amen.
And something else I wanted to say is I watch these guys wearing their trousers down around their kneecaps, and they keep pulling their pants down rather than up.
Mm.
I don't know if they can't afford a belt or what the reason is or whatever, but I think if you give evolution enough time, it'll grow a hand right out of your crotch so you can hold your pants up.
Mm. Or maybe for something else as lewd and more disgusting than that. You're probably right.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I'm tired of seeing designer boxer underwear more than blue jeans and a pocket on the back. You know what? I wear suspenders because I get ticked off at work because my tool pouch pulls my pants down. And I keep pulling it up, so I started wearing suspenders just 2 weeks ago. And my pants have not dropped once wearing a tool pouch. So, hey, man, that's all I wanted to say, and I wanted to weigh in. And I got what is your regular show and what time and
sure.
What day?
Yeah, you got it. Every Saturday. It's 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time, so I guess that'd be 1 to 3 Central time Saturday afternoon. The Freedom Ministry.
Oh, you come. I think you're on before Murr, or is Murr on Sunday?
I think Murr's Sunday. I'm right after Janice Barcelo, and Mike Gaddy's right after me, the Rebel Man. Mike Gaddy, I love his show.
Yeah, I've heard Mike Gaddy before and everything, and I got to be honest with you, I tuned into RBN probably around 2012, and this was a friend of mine that I met. He turned me on to this thing. And the first 2 weeks, it was a little bit hard to get on to this versus Alex Jones because it sounded to me like every show was juju, this, juju, that, everything else like that. And I got an awakening canceling, and it took 2 weeks to cancel Alex Jones, and I got to be honest with you, I can only listen to over about 45 minutes, and I got a headache because of his chlorine, scratchy voice and everything. He probably drank chlorine as a kid, which would put him about right, okay? So, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Alex Jones. He turned me on to the truth, but I think RBN has done a hell of a lot better job, and I listened to a couple other websites, too, and you guys do a great job over there. Keep up the good work. In fact, I feel good today, so why don't you switch me back over to the board op so I can give a $100 donation?
Hey, there you go, man. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you very much, and you have a great evening.
You too. Thanks, Jerry. He'll take care of you, the board op.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Anybody that can donate, man, please do. You know, this is a labor of love for me, at least. And I'm sure it is for, you know, I don't want to speak for everybody, but, you know, I'm friends with a lot of the other hosts. You know, I've gotten to know people. RBN's brought me my home where I live right now. I moved out of New Jersey and, you know, came to the mountain with my people. It's just amazing. Everything the scripture says, if you apply it and actually live it, don't just talk about it. Don't go to a church and try to sit in a seat long enough to get osmosis and it, you know, somehow just resonate into your body. No, you actually have to live the way he prescribed. It is the truth, the way and the life. It is not a man-made religion. And I know we have another caller holding. I think I hear the music and I will get to you after the break. I just want to make a couple points and you will keep it moving. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, "Just try it"? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. This is the National Intel Report, and I am subbing in for William Repellum. I'm your guest host this evening, Chris Switzer, normally the Freedom Ministry, on Saturday, 1 to 3 Central Time. Having a great time. This has been great. The callers are always awesome. Thank you so much for donating to RBN. Appreciate it. Previous caller, Jerry. If anybody can, please donate today. You can make check or money order payable to RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or just visit republicbroadcasting.org and hit that donate button. Much appreciated. And I am getting to the next caller. I appreciate you holding as well. I just want to make a couple points. A lot has been said. As far as Bob Dylan, you know, the rock and roll music, the sex, drugs, the rock and roll, I get it. I was not this holy roller, this Bible thumper, you know, whatever you might think of me today. I was wicked as the day is long. But like Scripture says, it's all true. It's the living word from the living God. 2 Corinthians 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The things I once desired, I don't desire it anymore. I don't want to watch Bowling for Dollars on television. I don't want to watch I Love Lucy or whatever the heck's on today. I don't even know what it is. I don't pay for the pleasure of being indoctrinated and controlled by a military mind control device, the Talmud vision. No, thank you. I've been made anew. No longer do I listen to that despicable music that I used to listen to. I mean, I was terrible. I was what I would despise today when I was younger. You know, I'm pushing 40 and, you know, I'm still young, thank God. But I got a lot to learn, and I'm going to keep on doing it and hopefully pass on the same teachings to you all. We can also look at Ezekiel chapter 37. 36, I believe, 26, I'm sorry, 36, yeah, 36, 26, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And it's just echoing the same thing we just read from the New Testament. The old complements the new, and vice versa. It all works together. And like the previous caller was saying, Scripture itself tells you not to sleep with the same sex. Let's look at Leviticus. Leviticus 20, 13 through 16 specifically. Also a man who lies with a male as bedding with a woman. They do an abhorrence. The two of them shall be put to death. Yeah, death. Their blood guilt will be on them. As for a man who takes a woman and her mother, this is lewdness. In fire shall they burn him, and them so, that no such lewdness may come up in your midst. Also a man who gives his emission to a beast, bestiality, he shall be put to death. Yet death and the beast shall you kill. As for a woman who approaches to any beast to copulate with it, you will kill the woman and the beast. They shall be put to death, yet death, their blood guilt will be on them. Do you think the Heavenly Father appreciates these sodomites? It says it all throughout the Bible, folks. He's not a liar. He is just. He is merciful. But, hey, you better obey him. The wrath, the judgment, that's real too. And that's all love. I see it as love. If you love your fellow man, are you going to let them fall prey to the wicked? How about your child? I'm a father. I have fleshly children. That's not love. I have to be obedient and follow my father and do as he says. And then can I be a good steward to those underneath me in the structure, the command, if you will. And with that, I'm going to jump to the caller holding very patiently. Thank you for holding, David from Massachusetts.
Hello, Chris. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. I can't hear you as well as I could when the board op first connected me to you. I could hear you better. I can't hear you quite as well now. But anyways, I think it'll work. Chris, I'm holding a book in my hand, and the title of the book is actually quoting you when you began the show this evening. And the title of the book is The Kingdom of God is Within You. Have you ever heard of a book entitled The Kingdom of God is Within You?
It sounds real
Maybe
familiar.
Not.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I'm looking it up as I speak, of course, so now, yeah, of course. But it sounded very familiar, but it's Leo Tolstoy, right? That's the one you're talking about?
Right. Yeah, the immortal Leo Tolstoy. And he wrote this book about in the 1890s. And it couldn't be published in Russia. The Russian Orthodox Church wouldn't allow it to be printed and published in Russia. So it was printed and published in Germany. But Mahatma Gandhi, Mohandas Gandhi down there, who became Mahatma Gandhi, got a hold of a copy of it down in South Africa, and it inspired him you know, his nonviolent resistance to the British Empire to help emancipate India from British colonial rule. Leo Tolstoy, he was a great man. You know, this business about Crimea being Ukrainian and everything, that's complete nonsense. You can't get more Russian than Crimea. Crimea is Russian through and through. In fact, Leo Tolstoy, he fought in the siege of Sevastopol. He wrote three letters about the Sevastopol letters. He was royalty. He was Count Tolstoy, so he was appointed as commissioned as a lieutenant, and he fought in the siege of Sevastopol. There's nothing new under the sun, Chris. History repeats itself. Those bloody Brits were tormenting the Russian people in Crimea back in the 1800s. That bloody British Empire that's brought so much misery upon the world. But I said even before Russia made their military incursion into Ukraine, on RBN, I put out the call that you don't want to provoke the great Russian bear, the big Russian bear, because the Russian bear is very protective of her two cubs. The Russian bear has two cubs, and one of her cubs is named Crimea, and her other cub is named Donbass. And I warned. I warned the people, whoever was listening. I said, you know, stop provoking this Russian bear. This mother bear, she's really protective of her two cubs, Crimea and Donbass. But Putin built the bridge, the cursed bridge, connected Mother Russia, the mainland, with Crimea. But if people will look into it, this is a complete lie that is trying to be pushed off on us I call it, you know, this great Satan and all the, I call them the allies of evil, those neo-Nazi, they're really Zionazi NATO, those Zionazi NATO allies of evil. They're trying to put forth the lie that somehow Crimea is Ukrainian and it's all. But it's nonsense. Anyone that studies it, it can't be any more Russian. It's Russian through and through, Crimea. They want to be with Mother Russia just like a cub. I spent a lot of time out in Yellowstone National Park. I used to be sniffed by the grizzly bears at night when I was sleeping under. I didn't sleep under a 5-star hotel. I slept maybe a 50 million star hotel under the stars in grizzly country. The cubs cling to their mother. You know, they cleave to their mother, the cubs, and everything. So Crimea being a cub of the great Russian bear, she wants to stay with her mother, and so doesn't Donbass. But Tolstoy, you know, Tolstoy, he fought in that siege of Sevastopol. It was horrible. It was bloody. It was hot starvation. It was horrible, you know. Chris, I'll leave you with this. And I'll let you respond and take some other calls. But a couple of famous quotes from Leo Tolstoy. You know, when he got spiritual and everything, the Russian Orthodox Church excommunicated him. But then years later, when he became like a global celebrity, when he became a big global emissary for peace and he became world famous and everything, the Russian Orthodox Church invited him back. He said, "Oh, always forgive him. You can come back into the Russian Orthodox Church." You know, they were trying to make hay off of his celebrity and fame, and they, for their own selfish interest, they were inviting him back into the Russian Orthodox Church. And you know what Tolstoy's answer was? I love this answer. Only a great man like Tolstoy could answer the Russian Orthodox Church like this. He said, "I could no more return to the Russian Orthodox Church than a dove winging his way through the heavens could return to his eggshell." Let me repeat that. I could no more return to the Russian Orthodox Church than a dove winging his way through the heavens could return to his eggshells. That's a pretty neat quote, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's another one, then I'll let you go, Chris, and maybe I'll listen to your comments when you go on to the next call or whatever. But another interesting quote from Tolstoy, and this one resonates with me because I come from an unhappy family. But Tolstoy said, one of his famous quotes is, "All happy families are happy in the same way." So it starts out, "All happy families are happy in the same way, but all unhappy families are unhappy in their own unique ways." And that really resonates with me because I come from an unhappy family, and I think a lot of the people out there, the listeners that come from unhappy families, that'll resonate with them. Once again, all happy families are happy in the same way, but all unhappy families are unhappy in their own unique ways. So anyways, Chris, if you want to comment and just move on to the next caller. But I highly recommend this book, of course, if you haven't read it, The Kingdom of God is Within You. Yeah, he wrote it in about 1890, you know.
Absolutely.
The Kingdom of God is Within You. It's a classic. It's a spiritual classic, you know.
I can't forget the title. I will definitely read it. Thanks, David.
Okay, Chris, as usual, I keep you in my prayers. I'm so happy, y'all. I'm so happy you got resituation down there with the Scotch-Irish. I come from the Irish Catholic culture, which I despise, but I love the Scotch-Irish culture because they're Bible people. They're good, solid Bible people. You know, the Catholics
salt
are into religion,
earth.
But the Scotch-Irish are into the Bible.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, I keep you in my prayers.
Thanks, David. You're in mine as well. God bless you, brother. And yes, Leo Tolstoy, very familiar with the man. I have not read that title, and I say that title a lot because God is within you. He's not without, he's within. And that is the temple, folks. That is the temple. I just want to read one thing here before I jump to the next caller here, and it's speaking of war and nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. And we are still a British colony today. We did not throw the yoke off during the revolution. And we are not free, as you may think it. But let me read to you something called The Statesman of the American Revolution, with other essays, but this is just one picked out by Mellon Chamberlain. It says, "When the action at Lexington on the morning of the 19th was known at Danvers, the Minutemen there, under the lead of Captain Gideon Foster, made the memorable march or run, rather, of 16 miles in 4 hours and struck Percy's flying column at West Cambridge. Brave but incautious in flanking the Redcoats, they were flanked themselves and badly pinched, leaving 7 dead, 2 wounded, and 1 missing. Among those who escaped was Levi Preston, afterward known as Captain Levi Preston. When I was about 21 and Captain Preston about 91, I interviewed him as to what he did and thought 67 years before on April 19, 1775. And now, 52 years later, I make my report, a little belated perhaps, but not too late, I trust, for the morning paper. At that time, of course, I knew all about the American Revolution, far more than I do now. And if I now know anything truly, it is chiefly owing to what I have since forgotten of the histories of that event then popular. With an assurance passing even that of the modern interviewer, if that were possible, I began, and it's quick, don't worry. Captain Preston, why did you go to the Concord fight, the 19th of April, 1775? The old man bowed beneath the weight of years, raised himself upright, and turning to me said, why did I go? Yes, I replied, my histories tell me that you men of the revolution took up arms against intolerable oppressions. What were they? Oh, he says, I'm sorry, what were they, oppressions? I didn't feel them. What, were you not oppressed by the Stamp Act? I never saw one of those stamps, and I always understood that Governor Bernard put them all in Castle William. I am certain I never paid a penny for one of them. Well, What then about the tea tax? Tea tax? I never drank a drop of that stuff. The boys threw it all overboard. Then I suppose you had been reading Harrington or Sidney and Locke about the eternal principles of liberty. Never heard of them. We read only the Bible, the Catechism, Watts' Psalms, and hymns, and the Almanac. Well then, what was the matter? And what did you mean in going to the fight? Young man, what we meant in going for those redcoats was this. We always had governed ourselves, and we always meant to. They didn't mean we should. I find that very poignant. Because men like that, we don't really see them around today very often. And they're not the ones that are exalted or praised or looked highly upon. But they're the men who will take action in love of their brothers, sisters, children, parents, grandparents, their way of life and their God. And the War of Northern Aggression was just that. It was the Second American Revolution. That's what they don't want you to know, folks. That's what they don't want you to know. And thank you for skipping the break, producer. But I find this very important. Please listen to Mike Gatti's show after mine on Saturday. He is an excellent historian into this stuff and this time period. But that war was about the corporation destroying what was left of the Union and the Republic that once was. And man, oh man, if it wasn't brutal. But we are still a British colony today. That's the point I'm trying to make. And war is not pretty, but sometimes it's necessary. And thank you so much for holding, caller. We have John in Colorado. You're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chris. Thanks. I haven't heard you in a long time, so you're back on Saturday. I'll have to check you out. I read the RBN website earlier today. I was reading that thing about Snoop Dogg and some of the stuff in there, and I'm not surprised. I get a chuckle out when I do that. You know, all the stuff he takes, you know, just for corporate America, but some of the stuff. But I'll just remember Bob Dylan. I've been listening for a long time. Like, some of his music I like. Some of the songs, they're kind of, he's got weird names for them. They're about something else. But some of the music's good. Some of the stuff, you know, I don't. But it's interesting, you know, he brought that. I'm not surprised. I know he's Jewish. Not surprised. He has a different name. You know, who would use that as a, you know, might sound better in the musical thing than Zimmerman. But the other thing was I read the Bible. I've been reading for the last, I think, going 17 years now. It's a handout I got. It's called Through the Bible in 1 Year. And you read the whole Bible in a year's time. And it doesn't go just starting from the book and chapter. Sometimes it breaks off. The way who the author was kind of made it. Sorry, it's hard to explain, but been reading it this long, and I got myself into doing it, and so long that now that you, when I read it, you know, this after 1 year or 2 years or 10 years, it sounds different. You get the words a different way, and then another way you get used to, oh, you know what's coming up, some interesting stories besides the Jesus and all that. A lot of play. I know that's coming up. That was an interesting, but that truly helped me out, you know. I'm not an authority on it, and I've listened to other people that got me into this and some of what they know, but I have to listen to you more, maybe comment to you more some of the stuff I read. I know Ron Avery has a lot to do with some of the Bible verses, and we chat about that every now and then, but I enjoy that. So I'll have to get with you more on that. What time on Saturday are you?
It's one to three Central time. 1 to 3 okay. Central Saturday. The Freedom Ministry. Yeah. Right before
some of the
Mike
stuff
Gatti.
I heard Mike brings up, like I said, he thought some of the founding fathers that were all like, I can't think what royalty you think. You know, they were not as good as what history made them think they were. But you know, like I said, everybody's got a different thing. That's what I like about RBN. You got different tones and different things, but you're all going in the right direction. So, you know, keep up the good work. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call, John. I hope you're listening Saturday. Look forward to you. Yeah, man. There is nothing new under the sun. It is so true. So true. I'm looking at an article in front of me to harken back to what we were talking about earlier with, you know, men sleeping with men and all this sodomy and the faggotry, as it was written in that article by David Scorpion. This is on ChristiansForTruth.com from the 3rd of August. Queer evangelical drag queen Flamey Grant tops the Christian music charts. Oh, boy. The Christian music charts, number one is a flaming, cross-dressing sodomite queer. If that doesn't about wrap up this era, this post-COVID clown world corporatocracy, I don't know what does. This churchianity crap has been going on since the Bible. I mean, it's recorded in the Bible. You can look in Acts. You can look in Romans. They were wicked. They only cared what man thought of them. And they wanted to look good in their churches, their temples, their synagogues. But they were wicked, committing fornication, prostitution, all sorts of wickedness. And it hasn't gotten any better. It's worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. And Father said he wouldn't do it by the flood. But hey, there's fire. There's fire. And I know it's coming. So I don't pray that it doesn't. I just pray that his people are protected, anointed, covered, and that we are made invisible to those who wish us harm, our enemies out there. And that his army angels do battle on our behalf against all enemies, seen and unseen, because he sees around the bend. He will do for you what you cannot do for yourself, folks. Jesus. Yahushua HaMashiach. Yahweh, come in the flesh. He will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. But what you can do for yourself, you must do. Or you're lazy, and he's not going to help you. I hope that makes sense. This is a message of love, not hate. We must love ourselves enough to take care of our brothers and our people, our children, and teach them the way of the truth, the way in the life, and not to acquiesce or compromise, because compromise leads to sin. I don't care what it is. All sin is death. And that is why Christ was on the cross for our sins, for our salvation. Thank you for listening, folks. I hope I did you well. And please donate to RBN. God bless you, folks. I'm out. We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad. Take America back. We must take America back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.